WashingtonTownHall.com.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am glad to be here. I'm glad to be here every week. I must say that welcome back from Memorial Weekend. It wasn't the best weekend, I think, that we were hoping for, but it was still, nevertheless, an extended weekend. And I was able to go visit my son in North Carolina at Fort Bragg before he gets sent off to a six-month, they're calling it a training venture at some unknown location, at some unknown destination. And he gets to jump out of a helicopter to get there. So it should be an interesting trip for him. But nevertheless, I was able to see him and my grandkids. So it was an awesome weekend. And today we have a co-host that I'm very proud of from WJXT-TV, the Channel 4, the local station. I have Karen Adams in the house with me today from Look Local.
Thank you so much, Anita. Yeah, I've been in the TV market here for,
forever.
So it's really great to come over here and be on the radio station with you. You also are on my show today.
Yes.
So if anyone watched Look Local from 12:30 to 1 o'clock, we definitely promoted that we were going to be here from 2 to 3. So here we are.
Yes, and you have your show every Wednesday.
Right, it's every Wednesday.
Just like myself.
You bet. And I produce it myself, sell it myself, host it myself. It's kind of all mine. And so I like it. It's great. So it's kind of, sort of take it from the ground up.
And you do that.
Yeah.
It's a fun show. I love going on, and I'm on it. I'm on it once a month. Usually it's the last Wednesday of the month, I believe, is my normal slot.
You bet. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if anybody wants to see it, if they missed the show, we started streaming the show live today. So that's a new thing that we're doing. We're proud of. And also, if anybody wants to see any of your clips on real estate, they can go to our website at the television station, which is www.news4jax.com/looklocal. And we keep all of our segments there for the clients that have been on.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. And what exactly is Look Local?
Well, Look Local actually is a program that we came up with to feature local businesses. But it's actually turned out that we do some regionally. As long as anybody local can access the information, and whether it be via, the websites, or whether, the client has a brick and mortar building or something that they're selling, it runs the gamut. We also had nonprofits on, and also people that just want to come on and speak their mind about whatever. So it can be interesting.
I absolutely love the show.
Yeah.
Not just because I'm on it, but I have used a lot of the clients on there, in real estate. I need a lot of contractors and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And so you get a lot of local business people on there that I can use.
Right.
And so I've got a pretty good resume of people I can call because of your show.
Right.
Which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice. And that makes us feel good too.
And my window tinting at my business I got from a company from your show.
Yeah, they have been on Look Local many times. So, I would just encourage anybody that has a business. It can be a small business. It can be a large business. But if you want to come on and talk about it, definitely call me at Channel 4. Ask for Karen Adams, and they'll put you into my voicemail. The telephone number there is 904-399-4000, and we'll make sure that you can be part of our weekly show. Again, we feature local businesses, and we can do it, all the way from North Florida, all of North Florida, to South Georgia as well.
Correct. And what phone number is that to reach you?
The telephone station, the TV station, and the telephone number is area code 904-399-4000, 399-4000. That's Channel 4, WJXT TV, and I'm Karen Adams, and all you have to do is speak with me.
And I would highly recommend that people do that, because I know that when I'm on the show, I do get listings and I get telephone calls. So if you're looking to promote your business and have your phone ring after the show, you definitely want to be on the air with Karen Adams.
Thank you. Thank
I know
you so
it's
much.
Been very profitable for myself.
Thank you.
So thank you very much.
You bet.
Well, today I'm going to ask our viewers the number one big question. Are you fed up? Are you fed up with renting? Are you ready to take the plunge into the home ownership market? Because sometimes it can be very intimidating. I'm sure, Karen, you remember when you bought your first home.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing.
It's very normal. You know, it's very normal. And it's yeah. It's intimidating.
Yeah.
So today we have Brian Oswald from of course, I said Brian again. It's our producer, Brian. We have Brad. Hi, Brian.
We got a Brad and a Brian.
Mix and match there.
Yeah, we're full of bees in here.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes. We have Brad Oswald from Prime Lending mm-hmm. on again. He is my he does such a great job on the show before, and he lit up our phone, so I wanted to have him back again. And people can get overwhelmed trying to get a loan. I know even for myself, you know, when I've gone through the process, it is overwhelming. And, you know, even though I know what to expect, it still can be a little over the top of the stress. And so a lot of people getting into purchasing a home, you know, they don't know what is needed
mm-hmm.
to
Absolutely.
Get qualified. They don't know if, do I need a down payment? How much home can I afford? What's the difference between a pre-approval versus a pre-qualification? And how much down payment do I need? And debt to income ratio and work history. We can go on. I mean, and so when you're meeting with clients for the first time, you're asking for all these things and they're going, oh my God, this is going to take me forever to put together. So right. How do we do this?
Right. So that's the $1 million thing right there is everyone wants to buy a home. You know, it's the American dream. It has been since, you know, the creation of the United States. It
sure.
is the American dream. We grow up as little kids into adults dreaming of buying a house. But when we get to that juncture in our life, when we get to that crossroads in our life, when we're wanting to take that step and buy an asset, start to build some quality equity in a property, we get overwhelmed. We get stressed out.
Yeah.
It is, for most Americans, I say the majority of them, it is the biggest asset and the most important asset that you're going to buy in your life. So you have 1,000 questions, you have 1,000 variables running through your head, and you truly don't know where to start. I think where it really starts is finding yourself a really quality, learned loan officer who is tenured, that's been in the business, that has the knowledge, that has the professional acumen to properly articulate and communicate what it is that's going to take for you to get qualified, mm-hmm. to get through the purchase process. But moreover, take that next step with your homeowner and talk to them. What is it like to actually be a homeowner? I don't think a lot of people think about that up front. So what I do with my clients is I sit down, I have that in-depth conversation with them up front. We most certainly go beyond the numbers. Obviously, that is part of the conversation, because that's what gets us into the home. But, you know, we really talk about what are your wants? What are your needs? Are you looking to, you know, raise a family here? And then that really helps us to take that bottleneck and figure out and narrow it down and find out, you know, what it is we need to get you into that property.
I got a quick question for both of you guys, since, you know, Nita,
sure.
you're a broker and you know, understand all of the lending and how to go about getting a loan and the process you go through. So if somebody, you know, has a question, they say, hey, you know, I'm ready to buy my first house. How do they start? I mean, do they contact somebody, you know, like you, or do they contact the broker? Do they contact the lending? I mean, where should we go first?
Either way is a good start. What we tell people is to give me a call, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to end up meeting with them and doing what we call a buyer presentation. And part of my buyer presentation is, in fact, going over the entire buying process, including going over the purchase agreement. So that way they understand the purchase agreement. So if we do go out and find a home for them, they can simply sign the paperwork because they already understand it. Mm-hmm. And in that presentation, Brad is going to be there. So Brad Oswald will be there. When I go over to find out what their wants and needs are in a house, because a lot of people think they may know, especially our first-time buyers, but they may think they know about home ownership. But since they've never done it, we kind of explain to them, you know, are you ready? You know, because they maybe have rented, mm-hmm. you know, and so now you've got to take care of the roof. You've got to take care of the repairs. You've got to get the lawn service, the pool service. And then they go, well, wait a minute, maybe a condo is better for me. So in that meeting, we find out exactly what their wants and needs are. And then we have them look in their crystal ball. They describe their dream home to me, no matter what their price point is. And then we try to, whatever price point that they can purchase, then that's where we try to, we scale it down to if they're buying in the 200 range or if it's a 600 range. And then I pass them on to Brad. And then Brad has a conversation to get them pre-approved.
Very good.
So when we come back, we're going to talk to Brad a little more in detail about that on WBOB.
Hi, I'm Brad Oswald with Prime Lending. At Prime Lending, we are focused on fostering a new perspective on the home buying process by adopting a serve-first mentality. Our mission is to serve and provide financial empowerment to our local community. We pride ourselves in providing tailored, personalized service to our home buyers. At Prime Lending, our focus is your focus. Call today at 904-404-8029. That's 904-404-8029.
Brad Oswald, mortgage loan originator, NMLS ID 940847. All loans subject to credit approval. 2018 Prime Lending, NMLS 13649, equal housing lender. Prime Lending is a wholly owned subsidiary of Plains Capital Bank.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. We have Karen Adams in the house from Channel 4. WJXT is my co-host today. She's a good friend.
Yeah, thank you, Anita, for having me on. Look local, Channel 4, Karen Adams, WJXT-TV, yes.
Yes, the local station.
There you go. Every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1.
And how do they reach you again, Karen?
Call me at the station. Just call Channel 4 and ask for Karen Adams, and we will definitely get you on the program. The telephone number of Channel 4 is area code 904-399-4000. 399-4000. Keith will be answering the phone and tell him you want to talk to me, and he'll send you up to my voicemail, and then I'll reach back out to you, and we'll get you on.
That's fun. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I can always be reached at AnitaHiles.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we have Brad in the house. We are talking
Brad.
About money.
Yes. With Brad is with Prime Lending. You're going to talk a little
That's
bit
right.
about the process and getting approved and all the different things that go
and
into
it. I am going to throw in there before we get started that because I end up talking way too much, that if people want to call in, because if you have questions for Karen Adams, I want you to call and throw her a question.
What number should they call?
We've got Brad in the house, so we want you guys to call. That is 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. So give us a call and let's ask these two. Let's put them on the hot seat.
Yeah, call us. So, we want to answer some questions. So
that's right.
We'll take anything.
Brad, when I call you in at that meeting and during that buyer presentation, are they getting pre-approved or pre-qualified? What's the difference between the two?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. So pre-qualification is more off of just stated, you know, assets, income, credit. So when you tell me, hey, I have this score, I make this much, and I have this much money. Okay, that's great, but I have no proof to put in the pudding. A pre-approval means, hey, we've gone over all of that. We've done the whole application front to back. And on top of that, you've gone the extra mile for me. You've sent me your income statements. You've sent me your bank statements to show that you do have enough money truly to put down for this property. And then you and I together as a team go over your credit report to make sure that there's no blemishes on the report. If there are blemishes on the report, we get that done prior to Anita and her team find a property for you. Why is that important? Well, one, it alleviates all the stress. It alleviates everything up front as far as the fear and doubts of actually going into a process, sign a purchase contract, and moving forward. We have everything done up front. You've sent me everything that I need. I've sent it to my underwriters. They've given you the check, go ride, and we're moving forward. Once you get into the process, all you really need after that is the purchase contract, which Anita will send to me. We need a complete title and then obviously get an appraisal.
Okay, so once they give you all their paperwork, and what's all their paperwork? What's needed? What is the basics that
right.
somebody would need to bring you to get a pre-qualification?
Mm-hmm. Super important. So for my W-2 borrowers, you know, salary, OT, those type of folks, we're looking at 30 days of pay stubs, 1 to 2 years of W-2s. We're looking at 2 years of tax returns potentially. And we're looking at the most recent 2 months of bank statements or whatever asset statement that you have to use for the down payment. In regards to self-employment, we're looking more of business returns, personal tax returns, bank statements, profit and loss, and your balance sheet. So I can see what you've had year to date.
Wow.
It's thorough.
Sounds like a lot up front, but I promise you, if you get it all done up front, do your homework with me. Once again, we work as a team. Your actual process will be one that you'll remember forever because it's going to be an easy, enjoyable process instead of a strenuous headache throughout the whole thing and make you a basket case.
Yeah, so you mentioned tax returns because I think a lot of people have a misconception that they can not pay taxes and buy a home.
Right.
And that's not the case.
No, not at all.
Yes. Wait a minute, what?
Uncle Sam gets his first.
So. Yeah, Uncle Sam has to get so
you, that's right.
Yeah, your taxes have to be current.
Absolutely.
And can you owe
back taxes?
Can you owe back taxes? As long as you have a payment plan on said back taxes, we can still look at getting you moving forward. I just have to qualify you off that payment.
So if they have, that gets included in your debt to income ratio.
That is correct. So debt to income, really simple. You take a look at your gross income, so before your taxes. So pull up a handy dandy pay stub. Take a look at what your company paid you prior to all of your deductions and withdrawals. And then really pull out that credit report, pull your credit, take a look at the actual report, and itemize out everything that you pay per month on all of those debts, and then compare it to your income. And then on top of that, say, all right, well, if I have $400 a month in credit cards and student loans and car installment payments, how much house can I really afford? You know, if I make $3,000 a month, I mean, if I'm doing a $1,500 a month mortgage payment, is that something I can really afford right now?
Mm-hmm. Don't they usually say a certain percentage of your gross is what you should be, you know, how does that formula work?
That's a great question, Karen. It's really usually around about 43% that we look at, give or take, as far as qualifications. We do have some programs that are a little bit more lenient with homeowners. But that's more of, I guess, the analytical way to look at it. I look at it from a life perspective.
Right.
If I'm putting somebody into a home off of their gross income and we're at 50%, that truly means that half of their income is going towards their house.
Absolutely.
Right, correct. So
that's
we try to avoid that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be a good thing to try to avoid. What else are we missing on the debt-to-income ratio?
In regards to?
You said it's 40%?
It's around 43%. So okay. That would be your housing payment plus all of your other debts.
So basically, if somebody has credit card debt, has a car payment, and maybe owes the IRS, mm-hmm. They pay a monthly payment of $200, mm-hmm. all that gets deducted, and then what's left over is basically what you guys look at to get someone qualified.
Right. So let's look at it from an example. Let's say I make $5,000 a month, and I have a $300 car payment. I have two credit cards that are $25 a piece minimum payment, and just got out of college 3 years ago. I have a $250 student loan payment per month. I'm going to take all of that. I'm going to add it up to what my proposed mortgage payment is, which obviously I'll walk you through that because I take care of that for you. And then that would be your debt to income.
Very good. Okay. Now, just a question, Brad. What kind of programs do you have? When you talk about programs, and I know there's a lot of them out there
right.
from which to choose.
Right.
I guess how many would you use locally? What do you think the most popular ones are?
Well, our whole gamut at Prime Lending has been used. And we have about 414 different programs. This is about an hour slot show, so we'll go over a couple of those today and not all of them.
Yep.
But what I really want to touch on is really the programs that I see that are the most utilized and the ones that, I like to use with my clients. And it covers a lot of different faces, a lot of different types of clients. So the first one will be our down payment assistance program. This is more geared towards, hey, my credit is good. I've just started making really good income or median income at my job, but I just haven't been able to save because I've had all these life events going on. Well, that's okay. You have a little bit saved up, right? Well, what we can do at Prime Lending is come in and give you a $75 grant or bond that can go towards your down payment and your closing costs to help assist in that area. I love that, especially that one's more geared towards your first-time home buyer.
Very good.
And then as far as our self-employed investor borrowers, this is the one I love the most. It's a bank statement qualification. So what that means is, and we all know the self-employed folks, they have to make deductions.
That would be me.
That would be Anita and her team, correct?
Yes.
They don't want to show all their cards on their tax returns.
And why is that?
That's across the board because they want to lower their tax bracket by being able to state a certain amount paid on their tax returns. Now, what we can do at Prime Lending is, instead of saying, okay, Mr. Self-Employed, borrower, I see your tax returns say X, but I know what you make. Your business, your gross business income makes a whole heck of a lot more than what you're stating. So what I can look at is their business returns, and then I can also look at their business bank statements to qualify them off of what they actually truly make in real life.
Wow. So if somebody says that they're I'm just going to use round numbers, but let's say the company made $100,000, yet they only made $30,000. Then you would ask them for their personal as well as their business.
I would look at their personals just to check a box. But in this case, with this type of program, the way that we qualify people is off of their business returns. So what their actual business is making, not Mr. John Smith. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking a look at their business bank statements, not their, personal checking and
correct.
Savings. So I'm more geared towards and leveraged towards their actual business. And I love that program for self-employed.
Now, is there a higher interest rate for that type of loan?
It varies. I mean, obviously, there's a couple different things that go into that. How much are you putting down? Credit score, things like that. So there are a couple variabilities, but that's why I like to have that casual conversation with you up front because it does vary borrower to borrower.
Very okay. good. Very good. And what other programs? You guys also do VA, correct?
We do VA. So VA is a very lucrative program. I love working with my VA veterans. They're always awesome to work with,
yes.
super humble and actually super hungry to get into property. So 100% financing, no down payment. You make sure you can cover the closing costs. We can get you into a property. Wonderful program. On top of that, kind of geared towards VA and a couple other programs, we do have a VA renovation loan. So especially in this market right now, you want to be able to buy a property but do some renovations. We have that with you as well with VA.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Brad. And we'll be back in just a moment. If you have any questions for Brad.
I have a quick question on VA. So when we come back, we're going to ask that. And thank you for listening to WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New hope for those suffering from debilitating diseases that are considered to be terminal. President Trump says a bill he signed today at the White House offers new hope by allowing those patients access to some drugs that have not been approved by the FDA, but have shown promise in clinical trials. He says he himself knows several people who've traveled to other countries in hopes of finding some kind of remedy once they've been deemed to have a terminal illness with no drugs available. The president also today responding to the controversy surrounding Roseanne Barr, whose TV show was canceled after her racist tweet. He noted that ABC has never sent him any apologies for some of the things that have been said about him on their network. U.S. businesses added 178,000 jobs in May, and that is coming from the payroll processor ADP that says hiring was strong in construction, education, and healthcare, as well as professional and business services. More details at srnnews.com.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
In Matthew 5:8, Jesus reminds us of this. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. As we attempt to be faithful stewards, we can do a lot of different things. You know, in our faithfulness, we can give all our money. We can make sure that we go to church. We can be involved in Bible studies and reading our Bible, have a faithful prayer life. But listen, what about the purity of our hearts? Faithful stewardship must come with a faithful heart.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered why some jewelry stores and department stores always have a sale going at 50 to 75% off, there's a good reason. Because most of the time, they're not real sales. The prices are marked up so they can sell the piece at a big discount and still make the profit they need. If you wanted to find a realistic sales event, the store wouldn't run a year-round sale, and the discounts would be a little more realistic. For example, Underwoods puts all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale in May at 15% below the prices we sell at the rest of the year. So there's a genuine savings to the customer. We also take trade-ins. So it's the ideal time to buy for someone looking to grow their pendant or ear studs up to a larger size. Now, at Underwoods, we don't run a lot of sales. But when we do, they're real and a good time to buy. So come see us at Underwoods. San Marco, Avondale, or the shops upon Avedra.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house. I would buy you a house. And if I had $1 million.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate on WBOB. And I love that song, Brian. Are you going to buy me $1 million house, Brian? I love my producer. He's so good to me.
He's awesome.
Isn't he? Now, on a VA, you know one thing is fantastic about doing VA loans as a real estate agent and when I do my buyer presentation is they always have their paperwork together because they have to. So
ducks in a row.
They do. It's
easiest
so awesome.
Clients in the world.
We ask them, you know, we give them the list of what we need and in 2 seconds we have it because they go right to that file cabinet. Mm-hmm. They have access to everything they need and boom, they bring it back and then we just polish it off and we're ready to roll. Forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great.
They're awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. No, VA's great. Love them. Like I was saying before the break, with the VA loans right now, and I'll go into a couple other programs in regards to what I'm about to talk about, but VA is awesome, especially in this market right now. Last time I was on the show, we talked a lot about what's going on with these values in Jacksonville right now. They're going through the roof.
They are.
Absolutely. Never seen a time like this. It's going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're still looking for that property, that dream home, but it just needs a little bit of love, we have programs for that. VA is great because you can still do the 100% financing on this type of loan, but let's say there's some cosmetic things you want to do, you know, floors or carpet or countertops or paint, just to kind of give it, like I said, a little touch up.
Sure.
You can actually purchase that property and finance those renovation costs into your mortgage. It's a traditional mortgage, fixed interest rate.
Wow, so they can, on a VA loan, can
right.
go ahead and do some renovation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the requirements of that? Does there have to be equity in the house?
Correct. So the way that it works is we send an inspector out to the property. They figure out what needs to be fixed and what needs to be fixed in order for us to pass an appraisal. We'll get the cost estimate back from the inspector. We'll then send an appraiser out there and we'll say, okay, look, guy, go out there and appraise it based upon these renovations being done. So he's going to give us an after market value for that property post renovations.
And who's contractors? Is it contractors that you guys have a list of that you...
You can use mine. You can use anybody. You're more than welcome to use any third party you want. We do have contractors that we work with weekly, monthly, yearly, all the time. So really, we want Prime Lending to be your one-stop shop. We want to take all of the weight and all of the burden, all the load off of your back. Let us take care of everything. And if we need to refer people out, then that's great. It's one less thing you have to worry about.
I got a question on the VA loans. You say that they're always the best ones because everything's so organized and put together. I guess that's because they're through the government in that respect. Do you have to be a veteran yourself, or could you just have someone in your family or be married to one, or how does that work?
And I'm really glad you asked that. That's an awesome question. Either active duty or retired. Or a spouse of a veteran. So let's say you're a widower and you have taken over that VA eligibility,
mm-hmm.
100% you can buy a VA home.
That's good. I was wondering
absolutely.
About that.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. I like that.
And we want people to call in at 904-222-8255. Let's put Brad on the hot seat with some lending questions.
Pressure's
and,
on.
Of course, yeah. We have Karen Adams from Channel 4 from Look Local. And so let's give them some questions at 222-8255. Now, credit score limit.
Right.
I know our listeners out there are going, okay, I think I've got this, I've got that, but I'm kind of worried a little bit about my credit score. So what is like the minimum credit score to get, let's say, the FHA loan?
Right. So FHA is normally a minimum credit score of 580. A lot of programs out there outside of the FHA are looking around 620. A lot of people think, well, all I need is this credit score. I have a 585, so I should be able to just get this home and my credit's good. Let's go to the bank and get this thing done. But it's more than that. We need to take more steps. We need to print out that report and take a look at why do you have a 585 credit score? What's on the report? Because in mortgage land, that can definitely hinder us from being able to accomplish the goal of getting you into a property.
Correct. So if they have a late on there or something like that, mm-hmm. that could be what's hindering their score from, let's say, a 580 to a 620.
Right.
And a lot of times you can tweak that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can, the person who's applying for the loan mm-hmm. can maybe make some corrections to their credit score.
And I'm really glad you brought that up, because at Prime Lending, I work with a local credit counseling agency, and I have been for years. So what I do is I do have that free consultation. You come in, call in, or apply online. We'll have that conversation. We find out, credit's all messed up. Disputes, collections, judgments. Uncle Sam is needing some money, all those kind of things. We have tax liens and so on and so forth. What I can do is I can send you to this credit counseling agency, and she and I work together as a team to help remove and curate those blemishes so that, hey, you can't buy a house right now, but we are determined to get you into a property, even if it's not right now, maybe months down the road.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, too, you can go through someone's credit report and simply go, you know what, we can probably increase your credit score by, let's pay this down to 50%, or let's pay this down to 20%, or what have you. What is the good, if people have numerous credit cards, what is a good number to keep it below so their score increases versus decreases?
Right. And we do have programs for that. I do that all the time, weekly, is walk people through, hey, if you pay these balances down. And if balances are only the issue, that's super easy.
That's awesome.
That's
easy fix.
That's amazing. As far as revolving accounts, credit cards, and things like that, you want to keep your balance below 20 to 25% per month. 20 to 25% a month. That helps to keep a healthy credit score building. And if you already have a low credit score, if you can pay those balances down below 25%, that's fantastic. Now, before you go pay anything, please call me, because I can run that in my system and say, hey, you know, you have a 615 credit score right now. And I know you want a conventional loan with a minimum score of 620. We're almost there. So let me run that in my system. We'll figure out what we need to do and what you need to pay down to get that done.
You guys, and both of you might know this, how can you check your credit scores? And if you do go to check your credit score, do you actually lower it if you check it too much? That is that a myth or is that true?
When it comes to shopping for a mortgage, if you are shopping for a mortgage, they have to understand it's kind of like shopping for anything else. You know, if you're a price conscious consumer, you want to get the best deal. So why would I go get my credit pulled by just one mortgage lender? They understand that. Credit report agencies understand that. So when it comes to that, yes. Now, if you are just doing consumer reports where you're just pulling your report on your own, it is going to ding your credit. Now, if I pull it one time, and you know, don't take this as gospel, but from what I've seen when it comes to consumer reports, it'll drop it by a couple points, and then the next billing cycle, the next month, it goes right back to where it was.
Why does it do that? What causes it to be dropped just by someone checking it?
Inquiries. Mm-hmm. So anytime that, you know, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, if you're checking your credit score, they're thinking, oh, they're trying to open up another line of credit or take on a new debt if they're inquiring about something.
So it's a red flag.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, pseudo, absolutely. I think that's a good word to use for it. But they're saying, hey, this person's looking for some type of credit, some type of financing. What follows that? Another payment.
And I think that, you know, the most important thing to do, like we mentioned before, is to either call myself or you.
Right.
Because this is what happens. I'll have people or a friend of mine, you know, tell me, well, I don't think I can. Just went through this divorce. And so I had some things affect my credit because of the divorce. And then we look into it and we realize, no, they actually do qualify for a house. So it's interesting that it's, if you're not sure, call.
Absolutely.
You have nothing to lose out of it. The most that you're going to leave with is the fact that we might say you have to wait 6 months and put you on a type of program to say, let's work on these things, let's get these paid down, and then let's revisit or re-meet in 3 months. So we can at least get that gold out there so people can purchase.
Well, I look at it more as being proactive and not reactive. Proactive, not reactive. Let's plan, let's prepare, let's put a game plan together instead of you just being, you know, out in left field continuing to wonder. Let's have a definitive answer so that, hey, if we can get you done today, like, we'll go ahead and get you into a house. I'll get you qualified. I'll send you over to Realty Executive Oceanside. If we can't, you're with the right team. We can get you there.
Right. Because right now the market is hot.
Oh, yeah.
It is H-O-T.
So when you guys say the market's hot, all right, it's hot in that it's a good time to be a buyer or be a seller?
For both.
Okay, because if you're going to be a buyer, then if it's hot, that means, oh my gosh, I'm going to pay the top price for a piece of real estate. So that means real estate values are up. So as a potential buyer, I'm going to spend more.
Right now we have interest rate is still low.
Mm-hmm.
And we're limited on inventory. So it's still a great time for both parties. Obviously, it is good for the seller because right now we have we have multiple offer situation.
Yeah,
but interest is still low, so it's really good for both sides.
Excellent.
So call us at 904-222-8255. That's 222-TALK. on We Are on WBOB.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, I'm Brad Oswald with Prime Lending. At Prime Lending, we are focused on fostering a new perspective on the home buying process by adopting a serve-first mentality. Our mission is to serve and provide financial empowerment to our local community. We pride ourselves in providing tailored, personalized service to our home buyers. At Prime Lending, our focus is your focus. Call today at 904-404-8029. That's 904-404-8029.
Brad Oswald, mortgage loan originator, NMLS ID 940847. All loans subject to credit approval, 2018 Prime Lending, NMLS 13649, equal housing lender. Prime Lending is a wholly owned subsidiary of Plains Capital Bank.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate, and we're here with Brad Oswald talking about money, money, money.
Money.
And we've got Karen Adams in the house as my co-host from Channel 4, the local station.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to both of you guys. Let's talk a little bit about the market. We've talked about the money. Let's spin it.
Absolutely.
And right now the market is, like we mentioned, it is hot.
Right. I mean, right now, I've never seen it in my tenure as a loan officer like this. I mean, homes are just flying off the market. A lot of it is based upon the trends we've been seeing over the last probably 6 to 8 months. I mean, values have just been going through the roof since around November, December of last year, and they've just continued to go up. So our advice, my advice, Anita's advice, and all of her colleagues at Realty Executive Oceanside, definitely advocate for, if you want to buy a property, if you think you can qualify, give us a call. We want to get you in now, because if history is a good indicator of where we're going over the next couple of years, values are just going up. So that means a higher down payment and a higher monthly payment.
Mm-hmm. That's right. As the market continues to improve, mm-hmm. prices are going to continue to go up.
Right.
And I don't know about anybody else, because I'm also looking. I'm looking for myself. I sell real estate, so I'm constantly looking to see what bargains are out there, and they're harder to come by.
Mm-hmm.
Flipping, it's a little harder to come by that good deal out there for them. And so the nice thing is that now I know you do a VA renovation loan. That is
right.
Huge.
And on top of that, the VA is just the start when it comes to renovation loans. I mean, I work with a lot of investors, obviously people who want to come through and qualify that are young families or, you know, single individuals who want to buy properties as well. But we have the whole gamut. We have VA, FHA, and conventional renovation loans, which are great for this market right now. You know, as the values continue to go up, it's really one of a two thing. It's a double win for you. I mean, first and foremost, right. You get to come in and finance your renovation costs. I mean, that's wonderful. Let's say you have $30,000 you want to do, but this property, you can just see the vision. It's your dream home. let's do that. Let's put it into the mortgage and finance that. Number two, you're walking in with equity. You're buying a discounted property. It's wonderful.
Absolutely. You're already walking in with money in your pocket.
Absolutely.
You cannot beat that.
No.
And the house may not be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect home might be maybe a $300,000 house that you can't afford, and yet you're approved for $250,000, and it might need a little bit of work. Now we know we can do it with you.
Absolutely.
With a 203K or with a VA renovation, different renovation loans, and you can get the flooring you want or the new kitchen you want.
Absolutely.
And That's awesome.
And there's tons of areas in Jacksonville right now where you can find deals. They're out there. You just have to contact the right people like Anita and I to go and work on your behalf to find that for you. And we understand there's families, there's kids, there's schools, there's things in life outside of your house of where you're looking. And I think that's where Anita and her team come in. They're going to have that conversation with you about where you want to live and what's most important to you. And if you want to do a renovation and get that dream house and put a little bit of that sweat equity into it to make it right as rain, they'll make sure that gets accomplished.
Do you guys think people are downsizing? We hear so much about downsizing. Are people kind of deciding to get rid of the bigger, 3,000 square foot homes into smaller houses?
Speak for myself on this one, but mm-hmm. I love downsizing.
Mm-hmm.
My house up at Hexer is 4,000 square feet of
That's
space
a lot.
For two people. It's like, it's crazy. It's yeah. craziness.
And you probably like only lived in like one or two rooms of all of that home
to begin with. It's a unique house. It's got three master suites in it. So it's not like it has five bedrooms or anything. But, when I bought a house closer to my office, I went smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, the condominium that I have close to the office is about 1,700 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, that's too big.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I have two other rooms that, I don't even go into. It's right. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, so you're hardly ever home either because you're always working. But
I am.
Yeah. So,
it's just interesting. Yeah. As I have gotten older,
mm-hmm.
I'm 32, but as I've gotten older in my 32 years.
32 and holding.
That's right.
And holding, yes. I find that I want smaller. So right. I think. Probably to answer that question, for the public, I think, as people get older, I think they want smaller, less to take care of.
Yeah, less maintenance.
Less of a commitment
mm-hmm.
Compared to, my first house, I kept adding on to it. It was like, Lord, I got that great deal out in Riverside, California for $100,000 and I just kept adding square footage to it. We were young at the time and had all the energy in the world to mow and do all those things, clean the pool ourselves and maintain the dogs and the cats and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're all gone, except for the only one I have left now is Jake, my dog.
Yeah, Jake, he's
that's
a beautiful Weimaraner.
He's a pseudo kid.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
He's a great dog.
He's a good dog. And he's a Weimaraner, correct?
He is. So he's been my longstanding, because the kids grow up and they move on.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. So I kind of like the downsizing. I don't know. You're a lot younger than I am.
Mm.
Brad, what's your take at your age group? What are you looking for?
It's kind of hit or miss. I can speak for myself. I bought a duplex in Springfield about 2 years ago. It's built tremendous equity in 18 months. And mm-hmm. trust me, it runs through my head. I think the same thing you do. I look around. I live in the top unit. I rent the bottom unit out. But I look around sometimes and I think, how do I use all this space? And where did I get all this stuff? Why? I haven't even been in that room in, a year.
Right,
I don't need
exactly.
all this.
It just accumulates.
So you definitely think about it. You think about it from an investment point where, have I exhausted this investment? Do I want to hang on to it? Do I want to continue to see it grow? Or do I need all of this? I really think it truly matters. And I won't even put age out there. I just say, I think it's really the stage of life that you're in. And once again, circles back to having that conversation beyond the numbers to figure out who this person is, what's important to them, and what's going to make them feel comfortable in their property, and what fits their needs the best. So I think that's probably something more of a perspective to take when looking at
that.
Yeah,
just the
right
fit.
If Duval would let me, I would have a tiny house. Mm-hmm. I would start a little tiny house, commune somewhere here. find some land, and I think it would be awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, put a swimming pool in the center and...
No HOA dues.
No HOA dues. Yeah. Right.
And can I just say something? This is, I don't know how much time we have left. I just want to make a point here. You know, we have the CDD fee, right?
CDD.
CDD you fee. Do. Okay. CDD. Or you have the HOA fee.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever noticed when the CDD fee is down, are some of these developments, you'll be driving down the street and it'll be like, no CDD fees. You go in and speak with them, the HOA fees are out the roof.
Yep.
So what they don't get you in one, they're getting you in another. Right. So that's just something for anybody that's buying to, like, think about, because they can be astronomical.
Those extra fees, you know, if they divide that by 12, you're going to find out that it's not that much money.
Right.
You know, it's when you first look at the initial number, a lot of times you're a little shocked, but then you break it down, it's like, okay, you're paying... You know, $50 a month.
Right. Well, and that helps. But like we have, where I live in my subdivision, we have those CDD fees. Mm-hmm. Well, our HOA, we have HOA fees as well. But the HOA fee is only like $69 or $72 bucks, something like that a year, which is nothing. But the other one's about $4,000 to $5,000 a year.
Wow.
So when they say they don't have them, it's just something for people to think about, you know, to at least ask or inquire.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's a whole show in itself because, you know, a lot of people don't realize, but those CCD fees are actually impounded with your taxes.
Right. So that's
which makes it easier as well to take.
Well, not necessarily for me. I don't have a mortgage.
Yeah.
So that's one big chunk I have to
pay. That is a chunk of money.
So I have to pay that every November.
But not everybody is like Karen Adams.
That's right. Please.
Yes. I wish I could say my mortgage is paid off.
Yes, I think everybody
that's
does.
That's a nice problem.
Is that
to
good?
Have.
Yes, no.
Absolutely.
We all strive
few
for that.
And few and far between.
Yeah. So for the average person, I would say that it's impounded, correcting your taxes. Mm-hmm. So makes it a little bit easier when you're moving into places like Nocatee. And not all of Nocatee has CCD fees, but when you're moving into locations like that, it makes it a little bit easier that they are impounded.
Yeah.
And,
well, because like you say, it's rationed out over the course of it.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's spread out throughout the year.
But it does affect your budget.
Like you, you know, where you have one payment. Yeah, that hits the pocketbook.
Well, the other thing is it only lasts for so long. I mean, there was an option, I think, when you got moved into the subdivision that you could pay $50,000 or $30,000 and then you never have any CDD fees again. And that was something you could opt out early. If you pay, and I don't know, that's another thing to think about, because if it's, I think there's a new builder, Lennar Builder, and so it's all what they did with the city when they got a hold of the property. So it's something to think
100%
about.
100% depends upon the builder. They all have, you know, the different gift of gab and what they want to do to, you know, process those type of fees. But yeah, if you have the cash to put down up front for that, that's great because it takes out of your monthly budget.
Yep.
It's great.
And the key right now is to contact me. So I could list your home because I do have a special I'm running that if you contact me at 904-290-1552, that's 290-1552, and you list your property with me this month, I will pay for your pre-listing inspection with Wally Conway.
That's great.
We love Wally Conway on this show.
And how important is that, Anita, when you talk about the pre-listing inspection? What are they getting for that?
We like to be ahead of the game. So we want to get those homes sold. It helps it sell quickly. But this is fantastic. Thank you, Karen Adams.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And I love my producer, Brian. Thank you, Brian, so much for being here for me
on WBOB.
On WBOB.
Do you or someone you know have confusion or memory loss that's become worse over time? These could be symptoms of early stages of Alzheimer's disease.